Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert.
Am I the expert?
You are just G.
I'm just G.
Just G.
I am not an expert, but I am just G. I can do that. I can do that role pretty well.
You can get that one good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, we're with Gina from Iowa Specialty Hospitals, talking specifically about the Webster City Clinic.
Right.
Because if you have driven by at all.
It's huge. You can't miss it.
It is. And you know what? I forgot to look at the windows today. I forgot to look color it is outside because I was really rocking. It was really rocking the powder blue, and I know that got covered.
Right, right.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I'd say that's probably true. Thank goodness is right.
Yeah.
So, but progress just marching right along.
Yes, and we could not ask for better weather.
Oh, it has been construction heaven for that.
Yes, so... a few little updates about the actual construction progress itself. The rubber roof is on.
Say that six times fast.
Right?
The rubber roof is on.
I don't even know. I was unaware. Like I've said, I'm a little bit construction illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's exciting. And the exterior building has a wrap all the way around it. That may be what covered up the blue.
Sure.
And then the brickwork on the exterior should be starting soon. So that'll be really dramatic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Plumbing for drainage and inside work continues. The irrigation and sprinkler system and sod work will begin if it hasn't already. Internal signage is in progress. External sign, we have the final drawings for that, and then color selection is in progress with the interior designer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so then we get to get a little bit pretty.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Do you get to help do that?
No, they're just going to, we want to try to stay branded.
Sure.
With our basic colors and whatnot. I know each of the clinics is a little bit different, but they'll do a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and I think we're getting to the point now where, you know, we've been talking about how it's the employee entrance that's right there on Superior.
Yes.
And you can see where, when I was looking last, it was mm-hmm. like, okay, now I see it.
Right.
I see where we're going to get to go in. And every day there's just a little more to see.
Right, right. That's what's exciting about it. And I think it's even more fun that it's on Superior where there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's a good spot to be anyway.
For sure.
But this makes it a little bit more fun because we can all, you know. I would love to be able to stop, though, and take a photo, but you can't. There's no place to pull over.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be very strategic and park somewhere else and then walk over, mm-hmm. but... I'm hoping...
And that sounds like a lot of work.
It is. Well, it's a little dangerous, too, because there's holes and, you know...
Yes.
I don't always wear the best footwear.
Stupid girl shoes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
So I'm hoping that in the next couple weeks I can get back in and maybe get some updated interior photos.
Yes.
So, and then we can put those on Facebook. So.
Excellent. Then mm-hmm. everybody can see
yeah.
and start getting excited for when that happens.
Right,
that
right.
is great.
Yes.
That is great. And we've got a lot of other things that are going on,
yeah,
not even having to do with the new facility.
Right. Just in general, I have a few announcements that I think are either exciting or relevant.
Okay.
To
and sometimes both.
Exactly. Yes. To me, everything's exciting and relevant with the hospital, and that's why I'm in my job role. But want to talk just a little bit about flu shots.
Okay.
We are going to the hospitals, Belmont and Clarion, will be having drive-up flu shot clinics. We have not advertised those yet, but those will be coming early part of October. And the
which is in about a minute.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then the clinics will be offering flu shots. I know there's a lot of flu shot clinics available now. I've always told my family, wait until the hospital provides ours because we know the timing.
Sure.
The timing is better. I don't know. They're good for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hate for people to get them too early.
Right.
And then the effectiveness, when you really need it in the spring,
right.
Starts to wear off a little bit. So anyway, those will be coming. And I just wanted to be dramatic for a second. Peggy Roberts did tell me in an email to please... stress to everybody to get your flu shot this year because it's going to be horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I think with COVID, obviously, and then last year there weren't hardly any flu cases because we were all avoiding one another.
Absolutely.
And masking mm-hmm. when we were around others. So obviously there is a connection between all of us breathing on each other and getting the flu.
Sure.
So regardless of where you stand with COVID, I know that's a big controversy that I'm not willing to get into, but please do consider getting your flu shot.
And we'll share that information so that people can do it so simply.
Yes.
And it doesn't take too terribly much.
Right.
And even if it doesn't stop you from getting the flu, it could very likely lessen the effects. So then you aren't somebody who needs a hospital bed that might be taken by a COVID patient.
Right,
which
exactly.
I know is becoming a thing.
Yeah. And the last thing that we need right now, because we are already at max capacity with so many hospitals in our area,
mm-hmm.
is to have flu patients and COVID patients.
Right.
And then people that need a bed for another reason are unable to, or mm-hmm. they're unable to get the treatment. It's a scary situation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the flu shots have been around for a long time, so there's not the, you know, symptom, well, I'm going to have these symptoms, or the unknown. Anyway, that's my spiel.
And so as soon as they're available, and so hopefully next week we'll have a little more clarity because next week is when we talk, it will be October 1st.
I know.
Gadzooks. That's all I can say.
I was just telling you earlier, this is my favorite time of the year, but it goes so quickly. It's
mm-hmm.
unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, it really is.
Yeah.
Those hot days seem to last forever.
Yeah. And now we're in that area of temperature where you never know
what am I supposed to wear. Layers.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's the flu shot information.
Okay.
And then I wanted to share something really cool. Kristen Davison is one of our PAs that works at the Webster City Clinic.
What's a PA?
Certified Physician's Assistant.
Okay.
And she's very popular, her and her sister, and they have a lot of, you know, great feedback and people just love them. We had somebody reach out to us recently and give a testimonial, and the testimonial was very lengthy and very emotional.
Oh.
You know, it was just like heartwarming. And we posted this on our Facebook, and this is what she had to say. She said, "We thank Kristen Davison, for we believe she saved my life. If she had treated me as the doctors I had seen in the past and just brushed it off, rather than scheduling the test immediately and finding the problem, I could have had a stroke or died. I believe Kristen cares for all her patients and treats them all as if they are the only ones she has."
Aw, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
And those are the best form of advertising that we could possibly get. You know,
we're
always asking people, you know, if you have a good experience, tell us so we can tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bad experience, tell us so we can fix it.
Right, right.
So, anyway, I just thought that was a nice way to maybe start the weekend with a nice positive little. And I'm so happy that that had that outcome.
Well, and especially if this person had been having dissatisfying experiences.
Right.
And to know that, and I think sometimes think, oh, I'm just seeing a physician's assistant mm-hmm. instead of the doctor.
Right.
But...
Yeah.
That's not the case.
No, and sometimes they just don't know the difference. So
mm-hmm.
it really comes down to how that provider provides the care.
And Kristen, thumbs up.
Yes.
Good for her. Congratulations.
Kudos to Kristen.
And if you want to see the full letter, the full testimonial, is that on your Facebook page?
That was on the Facebook page.
Okay.
We didn't publish the whole thing just because it was lengthy. And,
sure. Okay, but if you want to look at it again.
Yeah.
Up on your Facebook page. Iowa Specialty Clinics. Iowa Specialty Hospital.
Right. Yep. That's probably the best place even to get, like, the flu shot information.
Sure.
We'll be putting that out in the newspapers and whatnot. But if you want to follow our Facebook page, that's where all the golden nuggets are.
Great resource.
Yes.
Okay.
So the other thing, the last thing that I just wanted to mention, and this is the biggie. We are so excited and so proud. We recently received the Top Workplace Award for the Des Moines Register.
Wow.
Yeah. So we, there weren't a lot of them in Iowa this year.
Okay.
And so we feel very fortunate in the category of employees over 500.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this isn't just like healthcare providers. This is
top everything.
Mm-hmm. Over 500 employees.
Yep.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So I was just going to read part of the press release that we put out. Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics have been awarded a Top Workplace 2021 honor by Iowa Top Workplaces. The list is based solely on employee feedback gathered through a third-party administered employee engagement technology partner. They're called Engage LLC. The anonymous survey uniquely measures 15 culture drivers that are critical to the success of any organization, including alignment, execution, and connection, just to name a few. We are truly honored to be named one of the top Iowa workplaces for 2021, said our CEO, Steve Simonon. He's also president and CEO.
Okay.
Our purpose is to provide the best healthcare experience to our patients. Ultimately, we know satisfied and engaged employees are instrumental in the service and care offered throughout our organization. We strive to make Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics a great place for employees to work and continually review our processes to make that happen. As this recognition is based completely on employee feedback, the real validation is that our employees truly believe we are worthy of being named a top workplace.
How wonderful. Boy.
Yeah.
So people from the Des Moines Register saying attaboy.
Yep.
Individuals saying attagirl.
Right, right.
So good day to be Iowa Specialty Hospitals.
Right. So I'm just going to pat ourselves on the back a little bit. So
yes.
Good for us.
Well, and when you're recognized as one of the top places to work, I mean, everybody's looking for employees now.
Everybody, even us. I mean, our list is extensive.
So if, mm-hmm. and if people are thinking, okay, this has got validation as right. in a good place to work, how can they, where do they go find what you've got available?
I would go to our website, iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay.
All of the job postings are listed on the careers page, and you can apply right from the website online. Oh.
Terrific. How mm-hmm. simple is that? And
easy peasy.
Recognized as a great place to work.
Yep.
With good people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So super happy to put that information out.
That is wonderful. And like you said, on the Facebook page, on the website, a lot yep. of places you can grab that.
Right.
Or you can call the clinic, right?
Yes.
To get some direction if you need to
yes.
get some that way.
Yep. You can call the, like since we're talking about the Webster City Clinic specifically, that number is 832-3332.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to let people know about today?
I think that'll do it for this week.
So hopefully next week we'll have some more detail for you on flu shots.
Yes.
But if not next week, for sure the next week we yes. will be in the thick of things.
Right. Yeah, yes. because it's coming.
yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's a little scary, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But just, you know, do your part to take care of you so that you're
Absolutely.
Not in the way of somebody else who needs more attention.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today for our Talk to the Expert program.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic. Drive by. Take a look.